God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. There are two kinds of people in this world, and I have to admit that usually that is more self-revelatory, a statement like that, than it is a revelation of the world. It shows where people are coming from. But having said that, as limited as it may be to say, there are two kinds of people in this world. There are those who are really focused on place, that is where they are, living, and position, those who are really focused on what they are doing, where they are living. Now, I'm not saying that it has to be one or the other. I feel myself that what I'm doing and where I'm doing it are pretty much together. They're hopelessly combined and intertwined. However, let me give you an example. Here is someone who has a well-paying job in a gray place. It's always gray. It's always gloomy. It's not a particularly wonderful place to live, but they have a well-paying job and good benefits. And then when they turn 70, they get to live for 5 years in the place of their choosing. On the other hand, you've got a kid who we might call a ski bum. He loves skiing. He loves the mountains. He loves a specific geographical location. And so he lives in the parking lot of the ski resort. He works the ski lift. He makes very little money, and he skis every week. Now, both these are exaggerations, of course, and I'm not saying either of these are things that we would aspire to. But it does seem that most people tend to be more focused on where they are or what they're doing, one or the other. In any case, there is a man named Korah who was of the tribe of Levi. He was a porter. His job, along with his family, was to transport, to carry the most sacred parts of God's tabernacle. This is before the temple, the tabernacle, as the children of Israel moved around. Numbers 16 tells us the tragic story of discontent and indeed of rebellion. Korah became discontent with who he was, what he was doing, and he became jealous of Moses. He reasoned, well, is Moses any better than I am? Why can't I be the leader of these people? He was jealous of Aaron. Is Aaron better than anyone else that he gets to be the priest? And let me just say, there's nothing better than doing what God has made you to do. You may be a preacher. You may be what we call a lay person. You cannot do better, whatever you're doing, than what God has made you to do. So Korah was discontent, and there's an entire tragic story of Korah, his destructive behavior, his destructive thinking, and his destruction. Now, Psalm 84 is the exact converse of that. It's the exact opposite of that. Korah was just bent on making a position for himself. He didn't care about, where he was in relation to God. He just wanted to be important. He wanted to do what he thought was important work. Now, again, I don't think that every ambition is wrong, but Korah had an ambition that was not of God. He wasn't content to be near the tabernacle or to be near to God. He wanted to be doing what he wanted to do. Psalm 84 is the exact opposite of that thinking. Verse 1 begins, "How amiable," that word means beloved, "how beloved are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth," he says. He talks about the blessings that come to those who are in God's tabernacle. He seems to envy a sparrow who has made her nest in God's tabernacle. He just wants to be at that place. He wants to be, in that sense, close to God. So you find in the first six verses of Psalm 84, an emphasis on place. In verses 7 through 9, more importantly, you find an emphasis on person. He says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord God of hosts. Give ear to my prayer and look upon me. Hear me and see me." So instead of being consumed with what his position was and what he was doing, he was consumed with his place, where he was, and specifically in relation to God. Verse 10 goes on to say, and I love this, "For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the of wickedness." I'd rather be a nothing but a doorkeeper, a porter in God's house than live anywhere else, maybe even in the wealth of the wicked. Now, this psalm, prior to verse 1, says, "To the chief musician," and it goes on to say, a psalm for, or literally a psalm of, the sons of Korah. Now, Korah died for his wickedness, but Numbers 26:11 tells us that his descendants lived on, and they learned a lesson that Korah should have learned, and you and I can learn today, and that is, God will never hold out on a person who puts first things first. Now, this involves both where I am and what I do. Verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory." And then I love this. "No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." This is not a promise of health and wealth, but this is a promise that God will never hold out on a person who puts first things first. Look, if my main desire in life is to be close to God, that position, that place, then both my place where I live and my position, what I do, will be both pleasing to God and I believe to me as well. Korah was a man who hated to be a porter, someone who carried things around and opened the door of God's tabernacle. But his descendants came to the realization, I'd rather be a doorkeeper with God at that place than to live anywhere else. Whatever your place, whatever your position, remember that God will never hold out on you as long as you put first things first and trust him for his timing.